The Do Book Company presents Do Earth, Healing Strategies for Humankind, by Tamsin Omond, read by the author. Dedication. For seekers, dreamers, and doers. For all who know peace in nature. Dreams and reality are opposites. Action synthesizes them. Asata Shakur. Prologue. From a field in Wales to a rush on Parliament. The Do lectures, which are the inspiration for these Do books, began in 2008 on a farm in the Welsh countryside. I was invited to lecture at the first gathering. 1 year out of university, I was working for Greenpeace and helping to organise grassroots environmental activism. The invitation from Do was the first time I'd been invited to talk about a big idea. Until then, public speaking had been limited to planning media strategy at protest camps or explaining climate change to communities in meetings near Heathrow Airport. I arrived at the first Do lectures via a train from Paddington Station. Sat by the window, I snuggled into the grey leather and plush green pillows of Great Western Railway's train decor. Since there had never been a Do Lectures event before, I had no idea what to expect. But as we pulled out of the station, my imagination was full up with the open-hearted influence of Paddington Bear, the promised escape of the railways, and, as I looked around the train carriage, an understanding that this was the start of an adventure. I changed train 3 times, and at each more remote station, a woman, who'd been sat near me since London, ran with me to catch the connecting train. We'd both been scribbling in notepads with headphones in our ears, but in the final hour of our 5-hour journey, I caught her eye for a moment and grinned. Our smiles caught us both by surprise. I asked where she was going and discovered we were both guests of the Do Lectures. I was going to speak about how non-violent direct action, like the suffragettes' law-breaking, can turbocharge social change movements, and she was going to write about the lectures in her column for the Sunday Times. A man in a minivan met us from the train. We were the latest arrivals to a group of the variously bewildered, people who had travelled across the country to meet outside this train station nestled in Welsh hills. Bespectacled men with fleeces and duffel bags were the other lecture givers. We threw our luggage into the back of the van and everyone piled in. We drove at speed along single-lane track roads. We'd reached the top of a hill and gasped as the van flew forward. It was late summer. The light was slowly dying and drenched the countryside in gold. When we arrived, we were directed to tents and told to prepare for dinner. I walked into the hall where we were going to eat and saw grown-ups at ease with their success. The only thing of note I'd done was to get arrested for dropping banners protesting Heathrow Airport's third runway from the roof of the Houses of Parliament. I didn't know anyone, and I felt ill at ease. Amelia Gregory, who I'd seen on stage calling Kayleys in Finsbury Town Hall, waved at me. She ran Amelia's magazine and we'd met a couple of times at protests that she was covering for her blog. She made space on the bench next to her and I squeezed in. "You're in the programme. What are you talking about?" On 13th of October 1908, thousands of suffragettes met in Parliament Square. A handful of them pushed through police lines and rushed towards Parliament. None of them got in, but the violence of the police response and the disobedience of these women made the suffragette cause front page news. I had an idea to celebrate the centenary of the suffragettes' rush by organising something I was calling Climate Rush. It would be a bit like the suffragette rush, but about climate change. "Then everyone should dress up as suffragettes," Amelia said. Two brothers, Ben and Dan, were listening. They were at the Do lectures to make a film about the event. "You'd try to get arrested." They didn't look convinced. "Controversial protest makes climate change less academic. People write about it. They get emotionally provoked. And because of that, they think about what's happening. They talk about it with their friends."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?